こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Lower Beginner Season 1 Lesson 23 A Japanese Plumbing Emergency. Hi everyone, Arisha desu. Alicia here.
Konnichiwa, Natsuko desu. Hi everyone, I'm Natsuko.
Welcome to Lower Beginner Season 1 Lesson 23 A Japanese Plumbing Emergency.
I think I smell some trouble here. Alicia, what are we going to learn in this lesson?
In this lesson, you're going to learn some useful expressions that you can use when you're in trouble.
And where does this lesson's dialogue take place?
Emily's got a problem in her apartment and rings the caretaker.
では、聞きましょう。
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
もしもし、401号室のエミリー・マーティンですが、トイレが壊れました。
水が流れませんか？
いいえ、水が止まりません。
すぐ行きます。
水が止まりました。でも修理が必要ですね。明日、修理屋に電話しますね。
お願いします。
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
もしもし、401号室のエミリー・マーティンですが、トイレが壊れました。
水が流れませんか？
いいえ、水が止まりません。
すぐ行きます。水が止まりました。でも修理が必要ですね。明日、修理屋に電話しますね。
お願いします。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
もしもし、401号室のエミリー・マーティンですが、トイレが壊れました。
Hello, this is Emily Martin from apartment 401. The toilet's broken.
水が流れませんか？
Is the water not flowing?
いいえ、水が止まりません。
No, the water won't stop.
すぐ行きます。
What? I'll be there immediately.
水が止まりました。でも、修理が必要ですね。
The water stopped, but it needs repairing.
明日、修理屋に電話しますね。
Tomorrow I'll call the repair shop.
お願いします。
Thank you.
Any kind of trouble with water causes inconvenience, doesn't it?
It really does. Have you had any?
Yes. In my case, it was trouble with the toilet rather than the water itself, and I had to ring the caretaker from my building.
Speaking of which, there are so many different ways to talk about the toilet in Japan. Sometimes it's very confusing.
I know what you mean. When I heard powder room for the first time, I genuinely thought it was just a room for fixing makeup.
Is there a more common way or a better way to refer to lavatories?
It's usually toilet, just like the English word toilet. But in polite speech, we often use the word otearai, which literally means a place to wash hands.
Are they both for men and women to use? Is there any word that mostly men use or mostly women use?
化粧室, which literally means a place to do makeup, is usually a word used by women. And perhaps there are posh ladies who use powder room. Who knows?
I see. There is always a story to tell when it comes to toire, right? Listeners, please tell us your story on the lessons page. Now let's move on to the vocabulary. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first phrase we shall see is
もしもし?
Hello.
もしもし? もしもし?
Next is
トイレ?
Bathroom, restroom, loo.
トイレ? トイレ?
Next is
壊れます?
To break.
壊れます? 壊れます.
The next word is
流れます.
To flow, stream.
流れます. 流れます.
Next,
止まります.
To stop.
止まります. 止まります.
Next is
すぐ.
Immediately, soon.
すぐ. すぐ.
Next is
修理,
repairing, mending.
修理, 修理.
And last,
必要,
necessary, needed.
必要, 必要.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Natsuko, what do we have for this lesson?
First is すぐ, which means right away or immediately.
In the dialogue, it appeared in
すぐ行きます. I'm coming right away. This adverb, すぐ, can also be used as すぐに with the same meaning.
I see. So this expression can be added before any verb with the mas form to say, I'll do something immediately.
Exactly. Shall we see some other examples?
How about I'll study immediately.
I like it. すぐ勉強します.
Or maybe you have to rush home. I'll come back home right away.
すぐ帰ります.
Easy, right? Let's practice some useful sentences. Listeners, please repeat after Natsuko. First up, I'm coming right away. Or I'm going right away.
すぐ行きます.
Next, I'll make a phone call immediately.
すぐ電話します.
Finally, I'll find out, or I'll check it immediately.
すぐ調べます.
Good! The last one with 調べます can be useful even at the office.
That's right. When you have to find out, confirm, or verify something, you can use this 調べます. If your boss tells you to do such a task, you can say すぐ調べます.
Okay, let's move on to the grammar. In this lesson, we're going to learn a useful survival expression when you're having trouble at your apartment.
First, let's learn how to report that something is broken. You can say something is broken with アイテムが壊れました. 壊れます means to be broken or to be damaged. And we use the past tense here.
You can use this expression with pretty much any home appliances. For example,
冷蔵庫が壊れました.
The fridge is broken.
エアコンが壊れました.
The air conditioner is broken. This phrase is very useful, so let's practice. Listeners, please repeat after Natsuko. First, let's try the computer is broken.
パソコンが壊れました.
Now, the clock or watch is broken.
時計が壊れました.
Finally, the phone is broken.
電話が壊れました.
How did it go? After you tell someone that something is broken, You'll probably need to explain what's wrong or what the situation is like. In Emily's case, the water kept running, so she said,
水が止まりません。
Literally, water doesn't stop. Using the negative form of the non-past verb, you can report the problem with detailed information.
That's right. And you need to use the particle が here as well to mark the subject.
Whether you're speaking to someone on the phone, or you're speaking to someone face-to-face, or if you're talking to your building's caretaker, you want to tell him or her your room number and your name. Emily said,
401号室のエミリー・マーティンですが。
This means, this is Emily Martin from apartment 401.
First, your room number with 号室, like 401号室. The particle no to link it to the next word, and then your name. By adding the particle が after that, you can continue the sentence and move on to the next point.
Are you confident about describing problems now? We have more useful information in the lesson notes, so please check them out.
Attention, perfectionists! You're about to learn how to perfect your pronunciation.
Lesson review audio tracks.
Increase fluency and vocabulary fast with these short, effective audio tracks.
Super simple to use. Listen to the Japanese word or phrase.
Then repeat it out loud in a loud, clear voice.
You'll speak with confidence, knowing that you're speaking Japanese like the locals.
Go to JapanesePod101.com and download the review audio tracks right on the lessons page today.
Okay, everyone. That's about all we have time for in this lesson. See you next time.
じゃ、また。
もしもし、401号室のエミリー・マーティンですが、トイレが壊れました。
水が流れませんか？
いいえ、水が止まりません。
すぐ行きます。
水が止まりました。でも、修理が必要ですね。明日、修理屋に電話しますね。
お願いします。